Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called You've Got to Get Connected.
Now he gives us the fourth one. And really, this is just a setup for where we're going in the weeks ahead. Being spiritually connected is like being born into a family. That's the fourth metaphor. God says, I want you to understand how important this is to be spiritually connected to a body, to a building, to a branch. He says, and to being a baby born into a family. Now, this, of course, is my favorite description of the church because it doesn't need any explanation. We are God's family. You know, there's only two ways to get into a family. You either be born into it or you be adopted into it. Those are the two ways you get into a family. And you know what? In the Bible, God does both for you. It's called being born again and it's called being adopted into the family of God. God does them both. And the cool thing about it is in Roman law during the New Testament, you could disown a child that you birthed. But if you adopted a child, you were forbidden to ever disown them. And God says, you are not only born again into my family, but I have adopted you, and there is no way I could ever disown you. That's a good one. That's good news. You mean no matter what I do? No matter what you do. Once you're born, you cannot be unborn. Once you are born again, you cannot be unborn again. Now, you can grieve the father, just like when I was growing up, I often grieved my parents. And the fellowship was broken. But nothing I did could ever cause them to disown me, because even if they said, I disown you, which they wouldn't do, everybody knows I was still their child. Once you become a child in the family of God, you are in. Now notice this verse. We're God's family. 1 Timothy 3:15. He says, I want you to know how people who are members of God's family must live. And then he tells us what that family is. God's family is the church. We are the family of God. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. You're welded in the building of the temple of God. You're grafted into the vine, in the tree of life. You're born again and adopted into the family of God. He's saying all these things. He said you're joined into the body of Christ. He said these are all connection models. What I want to do is I want to reposition Christianity in your mind. Most people think Christianity is a belief system. Well, there aren't beliefs involved in it. But you know what? It's more than that. It's a belong system. It's belonging to the family of God. It's being a part of the body of Christ. It's being built into God's temple, brick by brick. It's all of these connection terms. And he says it's like being born into a family. Look at this verse, Romans 15. You will all be joined together and you will give glory to God. Notice, being spiritually connected is how you give glory to God. You will all be joined together and you will give glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other, which will bring glory to God. Now, we've talked about this before. Acceptance and approval are not the same thing. God accepts me no matter what I do. He does not approve of everything I do. Does that make sense? And the Bible says you are to accept everybody no matter what they do. It doesn't mean you are to approve of everything they do. Big difference. And the Bible says that acceptance is love. Approval is not love. Acceptance is love. He says, I will love you because my love isn't based on what you do. It's based on who I am. And that's why the Bible tells us that we are to love everyone. I am not allowed to hate anybody, no matter what they do or who they are. But it doesn't mean I have to approve of everything that they do or I do either. It's like being in a family. You don't approve of everything your sister did you? But I bet you loved her, or your brother, or your mother, or your son, or whatever. He says, it's like being born into a family. And he says, God gets glory when we love each other. Now, this phrase, each other, is used 58 times in the New Testament. And the Bible says, you've heard me talk about this, 58 times it says, love one another. It says, pray for one another. It says, care for one another. It says, serve one another. It says, greet one another. It says, help one another. It says, encourage one another. If you could do a whole Bible study through the New Testament and find those 58 one another's, those are your family responsibilities. Are you doing those? That's why you cannot be all God wants you to be without being in the family of God. Would you write this down? Somewhere on your paper there. I cannot fulfill God's purpose by myself. I cannot fulfill God's purpose for my life by myself. It is absolutely impossible, because the number one thing God wants you to learn on life is how to love. Love Him and love other people. And that means you got to be with other people. You can't do it on your own. You just can't be a monastery monk or a guru up at the top of a mountain. You've got to be with other people, because the most important thing is learning how to love. It's all about connections. And that's why in our church family, to be a member of Saddleback Church, we ask people to sign a covenant. And those of you who are members of Saddleback have signed the membership covenant. And you remember when you read that one thing that says, I promise to love the other people in my church family. Now, you don't have to like them, but you got to love them. You know, some people are kind of hard to like. Oh, anybody, you don't feel that way, right? Some people are hard to like, but you know what? You got to love them. What is love? Giving a person what they need, not what they deserve. That's love. Giving them what they need, not what they deserve. When people hurt you, guess what? It just means they're hurting. They're massively hurting themselves. So you give them what they need, not what they deserve.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author Pastor Rick Warren and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. and we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick Warren with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Portuguese. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Portuguese, please email me and I'll send you the link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
He says, being born into a family. So have you committed yourself to a spiritual family? You're not joined Saddleback, but just find one. There are hundreds of good spiritual families in South Orange County. We're not in competition with a single other church. We're all on the same team. In fact, many of the pastors of the other churches are my best friends. I've been in a small group with one group of pastors that started nearly 20 years ago. We're not in any competition with any other church. The competition with Saddleback Church is not other churches. It's recreation. Because on the weekend, they're not at our church or any other church. They're out wrecking creation. It's the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's the enemies. That's the competition. We want every church in Orange County could have 6,000 people, and we still wouldn't be reaching everybody. It'd be like two ants arguing over who's going to eat the elephant. Okay. You know, when I started Saddleback a long time ago, I went and I visited all the churches in the Saddleback Valley, and I added up all the number of chairs of every church, and figured that if we filled every church three times on Sunday, we would still be reaching about 5% of the population. We want every church to grow. So just find a spiritual family. It doesn't have to be Saddleback. Saddleback may be too big. Or maybe you think I'm too ugly. I don't care. Just find a church and say, that's going to be my spiritual home, and get connected. Don't just attend. Get connected. There are plenty of good ones. You know, for centuries, because we are a family, Christians called each other brother and sister. And they talk about sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. They did this for centuries until we just dropped it in the last generation. It's really funny because this week I called Joseph Lowry, who is giving the benediction at the inauguration on Tuesday. And he's 87 years old. And on the phone, he kept calling me Brother Warren. Well, Brother Warren, how are you doing? I'm just doing fine, Brother Lowry. How's Sister Lowry doing? I don't know. How's Sister Kay doing? You know, well, there's nothing wrong with it. The Bible says we are brothers and sisters in the family of God. Maybe we ought to get back to calling each other brother and sister. Here's the point. A disconnected member feels unloved. A disconnected member feels unloved. Now, what does God want from us? And why are we going to do this series on getting spiritually connected? Well, because of this next verse. Let me read it to you. I beg you, brothers and sisters. There's the word. I beg you, brothers and sisters, to be completely joined together. That means really connected. Not just to God, but to each other. Be completely joined. Do you know what he's talking about here? The word for this is koinonia. And koinonia is the word for fellowship. It means being as committed to each other as we are to Jesus Christ. See, most people know John 3:16. They don't know 1 John 3:16. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You know that verse. 1 John 3:16 says, and because Christ gave himself for us, we ought to give our lives for each other. Oh, we forget that part. That's being connected to our brothers and sisters in the family of God. I beg you, brothers and sisters, to be completely joined together by having the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. Would you circle purpose? And would you circle completely joined together? God says in that verse, I want you to be connected to each other on purpose. He says, I want you to be connected to each other with the same thought and the same purpose. We call that a purpose-driven connection. It's right there in the Bible. I beg you, brothers and sisters, he's not just asking for this. He says, I'm begging you. Be joined together. Be connected with the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. Now, let me just ask you one question. When this church family, of all the places you could live, God brought you here. When this church family has so much to offer to you, do you think God wants you to stay disconnected? No. And my question to you is this. Are you serious about making your life count? Because if you are, I will help you get there. What's the first step? Last verse on your outline. The Bible says this. First, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then by God's will, they gave themselves to us as well. This is the starting point. First, you gave your life to Jesus, and then you gave your life to a group of believers. That's the connection process. God, you're going to be my Lord, and this is going to be my church family. If not, find one. You're going to be my Lord, and this is going to be my church family. First, they gave themselves to God, and then they gave themselves to us in the will of God. Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank you so much that we don't have to go through life on our own, disconnected, alone, lonely, without friends, without you, without relationships, without love. I thank you that you made us to be connected, not just to you, but to each other. And today we want to be like that building where we support each other, that temple. We want to be like the body where we draw strength and nourishment and grow from each other. We want to be like the vine where we bear fruit because we're helping each other out. And we want to be like the family of God, where as brothers and sisters, we love each other through tough times and rejoice in the good times. Thank you that you said it is not good for people to be alone. And I pray that what you start here in our church as we begin our 30th year together will make all the past seem as prologue. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, would you pray this prayer? Jesus, I want to get to know you. I want to be spiritually connected to you, to your plan and purpose for my life, and to your family. And so tonight I take that first step of trust in you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful, frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and will send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you when you write in from all around the world. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring that hope that we find in God's Word to people in every nation. Here's a note from one of our listeners who actually lives in India. Dear Pastor Rick, it's a great honor for me to share how I get blessings from the Daily Hope devotional every day. It's already been a year and a half that I've been reading the Daily Hope devotional, and I thank God for these. I also share these devotionals through social media, like Facebook and WhatsApp, and I send the daily devotions to 40 different pastors and 50 different lay leaders and to some of my church members and friends. I send them all over central India and to almost 500 people across the country. Thank you so much for this Daily Hope devotional, and may God continue to use every reader who have been called by God for His purposes. With blessings, Reverend Lan Kim, pastor of the Kuki Baptist Convention, Manipur, India. Well, I love how a Pastor Lamkin is using Facebook. He's using WhatsApp to share these devotionals with hundreds of people in India. Do you realize that when you tell anybody about this broadcast or when you pass on the written devotional, you're actually partners with us in sharing the gospel all around the world? And the Bible says that as partners in ministry, we will share in the rewards together. Now, this is something anybody can do. And if you haven't thought about it, start making a list of people you could tell about Daily Hope. You could do this. Anybody can do this. And if you go to our website, PastorRick.com, you can share it by broadcast. You can share the devotional. You can share it on social media with just one little click. Do you realize how easy that is? We're trying to help you help share the gospel, which God has called all of us to do. Our ability to reach people all around the world is a direct result of your prayers, your financial support, and your willingness to tell others. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you, thank you. I love you, and I thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write it at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.